from NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. With a vote of 89-2, the U.S. Senate has resoundingly endorsed the intelligence reform bill. That follows last night's overwhelming victory in the House, not to mention months of difficult deliberations and sticky politics. When the president signs it, the new law will make sweeping changes to the organization and command of intelligence gathering agencies. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on the bill's long, bumpy journey on Capitol Hill.
From the beginning, it was difficult. The top priorities set by the 9/11 Commission had such broad reach and were so devastating to the status quo, it was immediately apparent that there would be a fight. On July 22nd, the commission, made of 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats, gave its strikingly bipartisan assessment of what needed to change. They recommended a new national intelligence director with broad powers to coordinate the 15 different intelligence agencies. They also prescribed a new national counterterrorism center, tightened border security, and a host of other recommendations. On the day the 9/11 Commission released its report, Chairman Thomas Kane, a Republican, said all of the commissioners were aware of the political pitfalls before them and were determined not to let the recommendations die.
Now, these are tough recommendations. These are not easy to implement. One of the reasons some of the ones haven't been implemented yet that were made already is because they're tough. They're not easy to do. A lot of these recommendations require changing around the United States government in ways that take power away from some people. That's tough in this town.
The Senate moved forward on a bipartisan bill, but the House passed a more controversial version that included measures beyond what was recommended by the 9/11 Commission. It gave new powers to law enforcement that some said could compromise civil liberties. Then came the summer break, when lawmakers went home for a 6-week recess, and the momentum seemed to slow. When lawmakers returned to Washington in September, the process was almost grinding to a halt. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Jane Harman of California, was losing hope.
I think what we need is an aggressive White House presence that aligns the House and Senate, and action, real noise out of the 9/11 commissioners themselves. If we don't have those things, sadly, I think we may be sinking into the mud.
The very different House and Senate versions of the bill were sent into what is called conference, and negotiations seem to be at an impasse. At this time, the family members of people who died in the 9/11 attacks really stepped up the pressure on lawmakers. Mary Fetchett's son died in the World Trade Center attacks. She said watching the messy politics of something so dire was disappointing.
Yeah, it's different if you're talking about tax cuts or something that's not a life or death situation, but when 3,000 people died and our country is more vulnerable today than it was on September 11th, you know, I think it's just shocking to have partisanship stand in the way of putting real reforms together that are going to make our country safer.
After the November elections, Congress came back for a lame duck session. In those weeks, negotiators finally reached a deal. The bill would create a strong Director of National Intelligence and a counterterrorism center. But the final version also stripped out stricter immigration measures that leading House Republicans wanted, notably Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner. Another top House Republican also had misgivings, Armed Services Committee Chairman Duncan Hunter. He said the reforms would cloud the clear chain of command between the president and U.S. troops in the battlefield. And so Hunter and Sensenbrenner prevented the final bill from coming to the House floor. Intelligence reform seemed dead. But the 9/11 families kept pushing, and lawmakers who favored the bill began to ask how much President Bush really wanted it. Was it possible that a newly reelected Republican president couldn't get a bill he supported through a Republican-controlled Congress? On his recent trip to Canada, Mr. Bush said again that he wanted a bill, and after months of lukewarm support, this time he seemed to commit. He sent Vice President Cheney to enter talks with top House Republicans, tweaking some language and promising holdout Republicans an immigration bill in the new year. Earlier this week, a final deal was reached, and Congress passed the bill, last night in the House and tonight in the Senate. On the Senate floor earlier today, New York Democrat Charles Schumer gave special thanks to the 9/11 victims' families, who he called indomitable.
And they can rest easier tonight, as we all can, that our world will be safer, and perhaps the horrible thing that happened to our city and our country on that tragic day of 9/11 will not be repeated, God willing, again.
President Bush is expected to sign these sweeping intelligence reforms into law within days. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News.